Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 8 for Friday, August 7th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher in light volume activity, taking strength from the U.S. soy complex. Canola was $4 to $6 higher, with the most active November contract up $5.70 at $506.40 per ton. Although recent rains have alleviated dry conditions across much of the prairies, there are still concerns about the lateness of the crop, which was supportive. Slow farmer selling was also supportive, while commercials and end users stayed on the sidelines. Traders continue to position themselves ahead of next week's USDA supply and demand report. There's already speculation that report will show lower than expected U.S. soybean production. The Canadian dollar was slightly lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive to out-of-country buyers. Losses in Malaysian palm oil limited the gains. The longer-term technical bias is to the downside, while the spreads were extremely light. Large worldwide supplies of soybeans put pressure on the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 15 to 20 cents stronger, with the most active November contract up 18 cents at $9.63 a bushel. Traders positioned themselves ahead of next Wednesday's USDA report, which is expected to include a cut in soybean yields due to excess rain and storms. On top of that, there is also fresh evidence that demand is growing, which was bullish for the market. Soy meal was also trending higher due to demand from livestock. Corn was 3 to 4 cents stronger, with the most active December contract in Chicago at $3.83 per bushel. Prices edged higher on short covering by speculators. This was seen as a cautionary move leading up to the release of Wednesday's USDA report, which is expected to lower its forecast for corn production and stockpiles. At the same time, recent rains have relieved some of the crops in the Midwest that may have been suffering from heat stress. U.S. wheat futures were 3 to 5 cents stronger, with the most active September contract checking in at $5.10 a bushel. Good demand kept prices aloft. U.S. winter wheat harvest is expected to be around 15 to 20% complete by Sunday, which is below the average for this time of year. That was bullish for prices. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, August 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.